let's learn a little bit. Was that no? Was that to me or was that to everyone? To me.
Just to
Okay.
you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We've been in touch with a lot of the guys that. Yeah. I'm very well aware, unfortunately. Okay. So let's. Oh, what did I do here? Yeah, let's begin. Okay, so we're starting Simon Kuf Tzadi test today, and that is Shetzricha Yisha Livdok Beis Hastarim V'dinei Chafifa B'Shabbos U'B'Chol. So let's begin. On a Daraisa, meaning we're going to talk about Chafifa. Chafifa is the preparation of the body to go to the mikvah, because a woman can't just show up and go to the mikvah. She has to prepare herself in advance. So we're going to discuss the details of the preparation that have to be done in advance. So on a Daraisa level, as we're about to see, a woman has to be ma'ayin begufa. She has to look at her body, make sure that there's no chatzitzos on her body. That's all that's required on a Daraisa level. Comes along the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis, and the Gemara says that one of the Takanos Ezra is that a woman has to be chofefes vitoveles, that she can't just look at her body, she has to do chafifa, and then she's tovel. So the Gemara says, chofefes vitoveles, doraisuhu, that's a din doraisa, detanya, avarach, besar b'mayim, shalei davar chotzitz ben besar l'mayim, es besar asatafel besar l'mayni yuseyar. We already learned that you can't have a chatzitza on any part of your body, including your hair. So what's your chiddush by saying that she has to be chofefes? Of course she's got to get rid of chatzitzas. It's a din doraisa, you can't have chatzitza. So the Gemara answers, no, you can't have chatzitza on a doraisa level, but all you need to do to make sure that there isn't a chatzitza on a doraisa level is iyuni be'alma. You just need to look at the body. But Ezra was misaken that in addition, or maybe instead of, we'll have to discuss, looking at the body, there is an active element that has to be done, and that is chafifa. Whatever chafifa means, we'll discuss that as well. So there is something, some action that she must take on herself before she goes to the mikveh. The Ramban explains that the chashash was that she would make the mistake in iyun b'makom seyar, meaning if she were to, meaning the real concern was about the hair, that it to be ma'ayin beguf on the rest of her body, so we can rely on that, probably she won't make a mistake. But if she's only ma'ayin b'sa'ara, she's only ma'ayin in her hair, and she doesn't do more than that, she doesn't do any washing on her hair, that's where we're concerned, that's where it's going to be a problem. That's what the Ramban writes. Now, what is exactly included in this? There's then a third level, which we're not going to get to probably really at all today. And the third, maybe a little bit, is the third level is what the Gemara Nida Daf Samach Vavam Beis tells us, that Amar Rava, that not only the Din Daraisa V'Yuna B'Alma, not only the Takanas Ezra of Chafifa, but Amar Rava, Liolam Yelamir Adam Sech Beisu Shetei Isha Medicha Beis HaShechi U'Beis HaStar, Beis Kamateh B'Mayim rather. And Rashi says it means Beis HaShechi and Beis HaStar. That a woman has to wash all of the folds of her body in water as well. So in addition to Iyun Begufa, Doraisa, in addition to Chafifa, Takanas Ezra, we also have Medicha Beis Kamateh B'Mayim, which is Rava. So there's a three steps in this process of the development of this halacha. The majority of what we're going to talk about today, though, is just going to be about Takanas Ezra. What exactly did Ezra have in mind? What exactly was his goal? What is the Chafifa all about, and what does it even include? So there is a lot of discussion in Rishonim, just as a general instruction to be aware of, because as we go through these machlokas, it's important to realize that much of the machlokas may go back to simple taich. How do you translate the word chafifa? What does chafifa mean? The views in Rishonim range from combing to scraping to washing to rubbing, right? Most often, I think most we generally translate it as combing, but not all of the Rishonim assume that it's combing. Meaning, for example, if you assume that it means combing, then it makes a lot of sense that chafifa is done b'sa'ara, that it's done on her hair. But to say that chafifa is going to be done on the rest of the body with combing, why would chafifa need to be be done on the rest of the body. If it's rubbing, that it's or scraping any dirt or anything off her body, so you'd understand that that would apply to the rest of the body as well. So it's important to just sort of like keep in the back of your mind that there is a significant discussion in the Rishonim what the word even means, and that discussion is going to impact on all of the other discussions that we're going to have today. So the first thing is, what's included in this Takana Sezer? What did he have in mind? Which parts of the body need a chafifa done on them? So the Rush in Mikvaos Simon Lamed Zayin, in Hilchos Mikvaos Simon Lamed Zayin, Tosfos in Samuch Vavam Beis Dibra Maschil Im, they both quote Rabbeinu Shmaya, who understood Rashi to be saying, to hold, that Takanas Chafifa was on the entire body. That Takanas Chafifa is not only about the Seyar, Chafifa is about the entire body. The Beis Yosef points out that he means to say that aside from the obvious requirement of chafifa on the hair, which is more explicit in the Gemara and more likely to be a chatzitza problem, obviously, it means there's also a chiyuv on kol haguf, not to the exclusion of the hair, obviously. Meaning that what Rashi's trying to say is chafifa is not only about the hair, it's about kol haguf as well. And that's why if you look in the Taz, in Sif Katan Dalid, the Taz writes that chafifa itself fulfills the din of iyunu b'dika min haTorah, right? The Taz writes at the beginning of the Taz of Gandal, the tachuf kol gufa milushono mashma to be in and tchila iyunu b'dika b'kol gufa va'achar kach tasa chafifa b'kol gufa. From the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like the woman first needs to look at her body and then do chafifa. V'hu tamua ta'amaylo sagi b'chafifas kol haguf l'chud. Why not just rely on the chafifa alone? Isn't that by definition a bedika also? There's no greater bedika than that. Meaning, what do you mean? Ma'ayin begufa? How is she supposed to look at her forehead? How is she supposed to look at her hair? She can't look at all parts of her body. Women typically can't see all, and humans can't see all parts of their body, right? Even when going into the mikveh, I just spoke to the mikveh attendant yesterday, as all rabbanim have been doing, to try to figure out best practices and policies. And Mrs. Wallowick, who's an unbelievable mikveh person in the neighborhood here, told me that one of the things that they've changed is that the mikveh lady doesn't stand anywhere near the patron who's using the mikveh. She stands far away. Now, it used to be that practice is at the mikveh, that when the woman is about to go in the mikveh lady will take the robe that the woman is wearing and hold it over her face so that she doesn't invade the woman's privacy. And the woman will then say when she's neck deep in water or whatever, when she's deep into the water, and then the mikveh attendant will take a peek, and you know, as the woman is tovelas, the mikveh attendant will look to make sure the hair goes under the water. But before doing that, she'll at least take a look at certain parts where the woman couldn't possibly see, certain parts of her body that the woman couldn't possibly see. So now they're not doing that anymore. Now she's standing like 8 feet away from her, and she's holding a towel over her own face, a separate towel over her own face, and the woman just hangs up her robe on the hook on her own. One of the things that the mikveh lady has to do is to check her upper back and make sure that there aren't stray hairs. You have to realize all these women are preparing to go to the mikveh and they're combing out their hair and then they're taking another shower. It's very likely that there are stray hairs that will end up on her back. So that's one of the mikveh lady's job is to let her know that there are stray hairs on that have come out of her head that are stuck to her back. So it's an impossibility to be ma'ayin begufa over her entire body. No one could actually do that. So says the Taz, chafifa itself fulfills the din of iyunu b'dika min haTorah, because ein lecha b'dika gedola mizu. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings a riot to meaning this works if you assume that the din chafifa is on kol haguf, because the din of iyun is on kol haguf. So if you hold chafifa is only about seyar, it's only about the hair, so then there's no, so chafifa can't possibly fulfill the requirement of iyun, because chafifa is only on one part of the body, and iyun is on kol haguf. But if you hold, like Rashi, what they quote from Rashi, that chafifa is on kol haguf, so then it will turn out you don't need an iyun on top of the chafifa. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Beis brings a raya to this from the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, da'oraisa le'iyune dilma mikter inami ma'us amidi mishum chatzitza vasa ihu tikin chafifa. That from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say tikun nami chafifa, it implies that chafifa replaces the iyun. Says so. Asa ihu came along Ezra tikin chafifa, not tikin nami chafifa. That on top of iyun ba'alma, he was also misakin chafifa. No, he was only misakin chafifa. Meaning chafifa doesn't supplement iyun; it replaces iyun begufa. Sivetara. Okay, I'm not sure what happened there. It said that the host didn't show up, but I thought I'd been looking at the host the whole time.
I think you have to claim host.
Dave Stern is the real host. He's here, Noah.
Isn't it a free account? If it's a free account, I'm after 40 minutes, no?
Yeah, but normally it would say that it's ending because it's 40 minutes, but this time it said the host didn't show up. Okay.
So when you press on the participants, there's an option to claim host. I think that probably...
Okay. Anyway,
I think it was designed to be 40 minutes so that Daf Yomi Shurim on Zoom could only be 40 minutes.
Yeah, the problem is people show up early to the Daf. And that's why every day with the Daf I get cut off. So, you know. But Baruch Hashem, my Daf Yomi Shur attendance has like tripled. So it's fantastic. So, okay. So anyway, so going back to the discussion. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, just from the Lashon of the Gemara, it doesn't say, Iyu tikein nami chafifa. So chafifa is not something that's to supplement iyun beguf. It's to, it's to replace iyun beguf. Sidre Tara disagrees though. Sidre Tara says, no, the Dindo Raisa doesn't go away. The Dindo Raisa is still operative, but she can certainly fulfill that chiyuv simultaneous to her chafifa. Meaning, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? That sarich la diach beis hashechi beis hastarim shala b'mayim v'lisrok sa'arosh yafa b'misrok shalot tiyan asaro sa'a nidvako zubazu v'chein shrichi shala ayein ba'atzmo b'vissaro b'dekas kol gufa samuch l'tivilasa shalo yela shum davar miyashachotzeitz v'tachuv kol gufa v'tishtof b'mayim chamin b'shas chafifas gufa sa'ara. So the Shulchan Aruch makes it like it's three different stages, that she looks at her body, she combs, and she washes. So that's what the Taz pointed out. It makes it sound like you do one after the other. So Sidre Tara says, look, I disagree with the idea that you could just do chafifa without iyun, but I do think that iyun could be done during the chafifa. She doesn't need a separate iyun begufa, because obviously as she's washing herself, she can look at each part of her body that she's actually washing or that she's actually combing. There are several rayas, though, going back to Shitas Rashi over here. There are several rayas that chafifa applies to the entire body and not just to the Rosh. And the Rishonim discuss these rayas. Raya number one that the Rishonim discuss, the Balei HaTosfos discuss for Rashi, is that there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. Tosfos quotes this on Samach Vav Amud Beis in Maseches Nida, where the Gemara discusses, HaReisha Yashem Kosov Al Besaro, if a person has a Shem Hashem written on their body, on their skin, HaReisha Lo Yachuf, they shouldn't do chafifa. What does it mean they shouldn't do chafifa? So clearly it doesn't mean they shouldn't comb their hair. What does that have to do with the shame that's kosav al basaro? So elamai, you see very clearly that it means something about the rest of the body. Don't scrape off wherever you have the shame Hashem on your arm. Don't scrape off the shame Hashem from your arm. That's what it must mean. So you see the lashon of chafifa is used by kol haguf. And not only that, Tosfos quotes, Gemara Masechet, maybe Tosfos doesn't quote, I thought Tosfos quotes, the other Rishonim quote, the Rush quote, a Gemara Maseches Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, where it talks about Mashcha de Chafifusa, the oil of Chafifa. Well, Mestama, this was oil that they would put all over their entire body. We're not talking about oil that they would only put on their head. Furthermore, a second Raya, other than the Lashonos of those Gemaras, the Gemara Inida says that if after a woman is Toveles, she finds a Dover Chotzeitz, the Halacha is going to depend on whether she did tevila samach l'chafifa. I mean, a woman already went to the mikvah, and then after going to the mikvah, she sees that there's a chatzitza on her body. So is that chatzitza on her body a problem or is it not a problem? Meaning, does she assume that it was there beforehand or not? So the Gemara says, it's all going to depend on whether she did the chafifa samach to the tevila. What does a chafifa have to do with anything? Chafifa is only about something in the hair, if it's only about combing the hair. Elamai, you see, says Rashi, or say the Rishonim on behalf of Rashi, chafifa must be about the entire body. That's why when she finds a chatzitz on her body, the whole thing is going to depend on whether the tevila was samach l'chafifa. The phrase nimtsa aleha certainly sounds like it's not on her hair. It sounds like it's on her body, not just her head. In fact, in the girsa of the Rif, when the Rif quotes the Gemara, it's even more explicit. The girsa of the Rif is v'nimtsa aleha davar hachotzeitz al besara. That the Rif actually adds the words in his girsa al besara. Besara is definitely not the hair, right? Besara is definitely the rest of her body. So that seems to be another strong raya for Shitas Rashi. A third raya for Shitas Rashi, Nida Daf Samaches, the Gemara tells us that Rav Nachman said to the Eishes Reish Galusa, to the wife of the Reish Galusa, when discussing matters of Chafifa, I just want to find the Gemara. So Rav Nachman said, I thought it was an Amar Aleph, but I'm not finding it now. Oh no, it's right at the top of Amar Aleph, yeah. So Rav Nachman said to the Eishes Reish Galusa, what's going on in that story? So the Gemara tells us, let's go through the story a little bit. The Gemara raises a shaila. Ibailu, Isha Mao Shetachov Balaila Vetitbal Balaila. Can a woman do Chafifa at night and Tevila at night, which is going to be one of our major discussions? Samach Zayinan Beis going over Samach Hasam and Aleph. So Marzut Roshari Ravchina Misura Oser. Samalei Ravada Ravchina Misura Lav Hachi Avu Uvda Bidibitu Da Abba Mari Reish Galusa. Don't you know the story with the wife of Abba Mari, the Reish Galusa? The Ikut. That they got into a fight, they got into an argument, so she didn't want to go to the mikvah that night. So also Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lefiusei, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak went to calm her down, to convince her that she should go to the mikvah. Sometimes a woman needs to be encouraged a little bit that she should go to the mikvah. Va'amr lei, and she said to him, "My isa," meaning I was talking last night to Lisa Septimus, who's the Rebbetzin of the Young Israel here, and she said that women were calling and they were just totally freaking out about not wanting to go to the mikveh, and if they were healthy, she had to, you know, and I was on the phone with women yesterday also a lot, just trying to tell that, you know, trying to go through what the protocols are that we went through with doctors and that we're, you know, we do believe it's safe and that, you know, infectious disease specialists were okay with it. So for different reasons, there could be times that women are a little traumatized or for whatever reason are not interested in going. So in this case, it was because the woman was in a fight with her husband in the Gemara. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak went to sort of calm the woman down in order that she should go to the mikveh. In general, a little Shalom Bayis tip, don't send someone else to calm down if you're going to do an argument with your wife. Anyway, so va'amr lei, mai isei hashta. So he said, what's, you know, so she said to him, You know, what's the point of coming to convince me now? Tiski, I see the machar. You could just, you know, it shouldn't make a difference if I go to the mikveh tomorrow. V'yada ma'ika amrelei. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak understood what she was trying to say, that she was trying to say that because she didn't do a chafifa, how could she possibly be tovelas without a chafifa? So Amar, so he said, well, I don't understand, why don't you do a chafifa right now? Do de chasart. Do you lack enough pots to heat up water in? Mishtaki chasart. Do you lack a kise to sit on in the Beis HaMerchatz? Avdi chasart. Do you lack avadim to bring the water, to schlep the water, to heat the water for you? And the Gemara is trying to bring that as a raya, that chafifa could even be done at night, because he was having this conversation with her about being tovelas that night, even though she had not yet done a chafifa. But as far as we're concerned, the Rishonim point out that aside from what the Gemara is trying to prove from that Maisa, we could prove something very important from that Maisa. And that is that you need a lot of hot water for Chafifa. That you need enough hot water that you're going to need the help of Avadim and all of the pots that you can gather in order to be able to do a Chafifa. So why do you need so much hot water just to comb your hair? Elamai, it must be that chafifa relates to the entire body, and chafifa must mean washing. It must mean, we then have to discuss if chafifa means washing, what does Rava add later on when Rava says medicha beis kmateha b'mayim? So Rava's probably adding not just that you wash, but where you have to make sure that you wash. That all the beis kmateha, all the beis hastarim, as opposed to just the, you know, the kolaguf, the external part of the body. But that's the third raya that they bring for Shitas Rashi. So again, Shitas Rashi, very straightforward. Chafifa applies to kolaguf. Three rayas, Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Chaf, as well as Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin, seem to use chafifa in the context of kolaguf. Raya number two, the Gemara here in Nida, that if after Tevila she finds a Dover Chotzeitz, that it's all going to depend on whether it was Samach Chafifa Tevila or not. And Raya number three, the story from Daf Samaches, that apparently the wife of the Reish Galusa required a lot of hot water and Avadim to prepare it in order to go to the mikveh. Now, Tosfos and the Rush reject this understanding of Rashi, this, you know, Shita and Rishonim within Shita's Rashi, and they say that, no, Chafifa only applies to the hair, mitakarnas Ezra. Yeah, Rava later came along and said to wash the whole body, but Chafifa really, the word Chafifa only applies to the hair. Aye, what do you do with the Rayas? So the Rishonim pick them apart one by one. The first is the first raya from the Gemara in Shabbos. Shaya shame kosav al basaro harizel lo yirchotz v'lo yachuf. It says lo yirchotz v'lo yachuf. So it's those are two separate things, right? Don't bathe or do chafifa, meaning don't do them both, which is what one would normally do before going to the mikveh. But I did say lo yirchotz because of the shame kosav al basaro. And in Ksubas, the Gemara was talking about somebody who needed the oil because he had chatotim barosho. So who says the oil was for body oil, that it was a body lotion? It wasn't a body lotion. It was someone who had something on their scalp that needed treatment. As far as the second raya, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, says it's also not a raya. The raya from the... I'm on the third raya. The second raya, the Ramban deals with, and the Ramban writes that samach chafifa tevila matters because she would do the iyun aguf at the time of the chafifa, meaning, don't tell me that, what was the second raya? That the Gemara says that if she finds a chatzitza after the tevila, so it's going to be a problem if she did the tevila right after the chafifa. Well, me'echitesi, she found the chatzitza on her guf and the chafifa's on her head. So says Ramban, yeah, it's not about the chafifa. When she does the chafifa at the same time, she also does the iyun aguf. So we're using the term chafifa as a term to describe everything that she's doing around that time. And as far as the final raya, with the story with Rav Nachman and Reish Galusa, so Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who rejects the raya from the Reish Galusa story, because he was talking about heating water for the tevila itself, says Tosfos. Not heating the water for the chafifa. Whoa. Oh, so now that opens up a whole new discussion. Heating the water for the tevila itself, for the mikveh itself, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva in Chel Gimel Simen Nun points out that the Mordechai in Hilchos Mikvaos, Os Tafshin Nun, quotes that Rabbeinu Tam, same Rabbeinu Tam, holds that you're not allowed to put hot water in the mikveh. So it's difficult to understand, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, how Rabbeinu Tam could be the one to say that the pshat in the story with Rav Nachman and the Eishes Reish Galusa is to put hot water in the mikveh, that that's what you needed the hot water for. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what you have to say is Tal Sofer, and this happens all the time, dafka with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam often gets confused for another Rishon, and that of course is Rabbeinu Chananel, because the Taf and the Ches look very, very similar, and it's ripe for a typo if someone is copying from one, you know, from one text to another, and therefore, and over here in particular, we know that it's Rabbeinu Chananel, because Tosos elsewhere, Tosos in Maseches Baba Kama on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, rejects the Raya because their main. The other Rishonim, I don't remember who, but other Rishonim actually quote this this idea from Rabbeinu Chananel and not from Rabbeinu Tam. There is another rejection of the Raya that Tosin Baba Kama quotes. Tosin Baba Kama says that there may be no requirement of Chafifas Kol HaGuf, but that doesn't mean she didn't do it. Meaning the case was, it was Eishes Reish Galusa, so he was saying, you could do all of your normal habits. I don't know what you're required to do, but people often go beyond the minimal requirements of what they have to do. So again, fundamental machlokas Rashi versus Rabbeinu Tam, is chafifa on the entire body, like Rashi says, or is chafifa only on the Rosh, like Rabbeinu Tam says? It might happen nafkamina. There's an interesting tshuva in the Shut Shivas Tzion, Simon Mem Beis, where he discusses a case where, I don't really get the case entirely, but it was a case where a woman couldn't do chafifa on her eyes, because the doctors told her it would endanger her eyesight. What I don't get about it exactly is how she was then able to go to the mikveh. But somehow, washing off her eyes was going to endanger her eyesight, and for some reason that was only a problem for the chafifa. So the shaila was, does she have to do chafifa by the eyes? So he explains that according to Shitas Rashi, that chafifa is on the entire body, the purpose of the Takanas Chafifa, meaning what was Ezra looking to do beyond the name of the tshuva, Shivas Tzion, Simen Membeis, it's Dibra Maschul Vihine. Dibra Maschul Vihine. He explains that, you know, what was why did Ezra have to come make a Takanas Chafifa? What was he concerned about? Yunei Be'alma should work, so he explains that according to Rashi, what Ezra was concerned about, see, if you understand like Tosfos, like Rabbeinu Tam, that the Chafif is only on the Rosh, I get it. Iyuni Be'alma is not, like the Ramban explained, Iyuni Be'alma is not, we mentioned before, it's not going to work on the head because there are a lot of knots in the hair. So Iyuni Be'alma is not enough, you got a comb. But if it's about the rest of the body, why isn't Iyuni Be'alma good enough for the rest of the body? Why did Ezra feel the need to be misakein a chafifa for the rest of the body beyond the din d'oraisa? So says the Shivas Tzion, what you have to say according to Shitas Rashi is that there was a fear for a lack of focus. That generally speaking, when people aren't active, when they're not engaged, they can't focus. You know, we all struggle with kavana during davening, right? I think. I hope I'm not just speaking for myself. I hope I am, but we all have challenges with kavana during davening. What's more challenging, having kavana during your own Shemona Esrei or having kavana during Chazaras Hashatz? Now, to be sure, our first Chazaras Hashatz back, we're going to be all over it. We're going to be in the game. We're going to be, you know, for sure. But in general, right, during Chazaras Hashatz, it's much more difficult to focus. Why? Because we're not engaged. We're not doing it. When we're saying Shemona Esrei, we're at least the ones doing it. But when you're just listening to others, when something is more passive, the more passive it is, the less focused it is. So what Ezra must have been concerned about is a Yunei Be'alma is not a focused activity. It's just look. So by looking, she may lose concentration. It's like Petikas Chametz, you know, that there's after a certain amount of time, you wear down a little bit. And you may check that first room or the second room extremely carefully and get every single corner and every single possible place. But by the time you move on to the final rooms of the house, very often you find yourself wearing down a little bit and not having that same level of patience. And over time, a woman is going to be ma'ayin begufa, so she may wear down a little bit. So therefore comes along the Shivas Tzion. And he says, if I'm right in what Rashi's all about, in a case where a doctor tells a woman that if she moistens her eyes, it's going to hurt her eyesight, and it's just one tiny part of the body where she has to rely on a unibi alma, so we don't have to be choshesh for her lack of focus on one tiny part of the body. Because the rest of the body she'll be able to fulfill the chafifa properly. So that's an interesting, nafkamina in terms of this understanding of Rashi in terms of what chafifa is about. Another issue that Poskim discuss is whether combing has to be done dafka with a comb, or could it be done even by hand as well? Meaning, when a person is going to do the chafifa means combing, so do you have to use a comb specifically? So Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis strongly implies that it has to dafka be with a comb. He pretty much says it explicitly in two places in Baba Kama Pei Beis, Amud Alef and Amud Beis. And that's clearly how the Beis Yosef understands in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, Ar Chaim Simin Shin Gimel, Beis Yosef talks about whether you're allowed to use a comb on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. And Beis Yosef clearly understood Rashi as saying that you have to use a comb for Chafifa. Why? Because Beis Yosef says, I have a raya she'ein alea tshuva that you're not allowed to use a comb on Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara says you can't do Chafifa on Shabbos. And Rashi says that Chafifa is combing. Raya she'ein alea tshuva that you're not allowed to use a comb on Shabbos. I have a tshuva. Maybe combing just means with your fingers. It doesn't mean with a comb. Elamai, the Beis Yosef understood very clearly that Rashi understood that chafifa is dafka with a comb and cannot be done with the fingers. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida Tes Beis and the Rashba in Taras Abayis HaKotzer say that she can comb with her hands also. Lav dafka to use a comb, she can comb with her hands also. And Smachlokas, Raivin and Rashba, whether you need washing in addition to the Siruk Biyad to fulfill Chafifa, but that entire school of Rishonim definitely agrees that combing Biyad is good enough. Meaning that they do have a Machlokas, do you need something else? But they definitely all agree that combing with your hands is good enough. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Hei says, no, it's a Lechadchila B'diavad thing. Lechadchila, you got to use a comb. B'diavad, it works Biyad. So three basic shitos from Rishonim. Rashi certainly as understood by the Beis Yosef, absolutely must use a comb. There's no other way to do it, even a Shas Adchak, like it's Shabbos. Yeah, you know, there's no other way to do it. That's the only way that you can't do Chafifa on Shabbos because of that. The Ramban, the Rashba, nah, even Biyad is totally fine. Chinuch, L'chadchila versus B'diavad. Mi'iri has a similar lashon. Mi'iri writes
what was the Beit Yosef's unshakable proof that you can't use a comb.
Yeah, because
so they can only use a comb.
Yeah, because the Gemara says that you can't do chafifa. No, the Beis Yosef's raya. Beis Yosef is in Hilchos Shabbos. He's trying to prove that you're not allowed to use combs on Shabbos in general. Right. You're not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. So his raya is because the Gemara says you're not allowed to do chafifa on Shabbos. So mainly you're not allowed to comb your. You see that you're not allowed to comb your hair and you're not allowed to use a comb on Shabbos. But what kind of raya is that? Maybe the combing of the chafifa could be done with your hand. Now, Elamai, the Beis Yosef understood that chafifa must mean that you're combing with a comb, and that's why it's a raya in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Sefer Achinuch has like this, lechachila b'diavad split, and the Meiri seems to say that way as well. The Meiri writes, ve'ein saruch shetesarkim b'masrik elisha b'sa'aros ha'isha mia. He says, well, it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do. Okay. Besaros Rosha. That's a typo in my notes. El Besaros Rosha. That really, the only thing that needs a comb is Sa'aros Rosha, is the hairs on her head, not the rest of her body hairs. But it's a good thing. In Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph, what does it say? Shulchan Aruch says, Shricha Lios Ladiach Beis Hashachi Beis Hastarim Shalav Bimayim. Velisrok sa'ar rosha yafa b'masrik. She's got to use a comb, the sa'ar rosha with a comb. says the Shach, Siv Katan Aleph, Lashon HaRambam Shevi Atur, Ezra Bezdino Tikkun Shetei Chavavs B'kol Makom Seir Sheba B'mayim Chamim V'sorekes Olson Omu Fasfes Olson B'yada Yafi Yafa, Kakas Rash B'tor Sabayi Sakata V'mvio Beis Yosef M'vur Mitivrayim, the Had Tikkun Ezra Shetei Yishu Chavavs Hainu B'kol Makom Seir Kigon Seir Beis HaShechi U'Beis HaErva Lo Sa'ar Rosha B'lvad. She's got to clean out all of her hairs. V'chein kasav ravan simen shin chava v'chi chayav to tzricha loch of kol seir gufa bein derosh bein deshechi bein de beis hachurfa haturfa ad kan v'chein mashma baran v'shar poskim chakas v'baks of beis. And then he writes v'achshav nagu lisrok se'ar roshan v'misrok v'se'ar v'shar se'ar shabo mifas fesas asan v'yadei yafi yafi. So he also has a split, but not between l'chachin and b'diavet, but between head on the hair, hair on the head, rather, and hair on the rest of her body. That hair on the head requires an actual comb, and this is why we pass on halacha, says the Shach, even though we don't really find the distinction, I don't think, explicit in Rishonin. But the Shach says this became the minhag, that we sort of split the psak, like we're machriya between the Rishonin, that we insist on a comb for combing her hair on her head, but we do not insist on a comb for the other hair, for other parts of her body that may have hair. A final thing I would like to discuss today, if time permits, is whether the combing is ma'akev b'diavet. This is a bigger discussion, but we'll at least get it started. There's a Tshuvah Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Beisim and Ayin Ches. Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Beisim and Ayin Ches. He talks about a woman who realizes after she went to the mikveh, not that she hadn't done combing, but that she remembers clearly. She asked her friend, may I borrow your comb? Her friend gave her the comb, and that's the last thing she remembers. She knows she went to the mikveh afterwards. She has no recollection whether or not she actually used the comb to comb her hair, and now she's back from the mikveh. So the Shvus Yaakov points out that while Rashi seems to assume that the Ikar Chafifa is the combing, Tosfos and the Rash seem to think that it's a Chumra B'Alma. Ooh, why do you think combing is a chumra b'alma? Because they both say that women were extra machmir, that even though they did chafifa at home, they were machmiros halatzman to carry a comb with them to the Beis HaTevila. So don't you see that it's only a chumra b'alma according to many Rishonim to comb? Furthermore, the meaning of the word chafifa, says the Shvus Yaakov, does not mean comb. It means rechitza, it means bathing. Furthermore, even if it were to mean combing, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Shitas HaRashba, that im lo chafufa klal, the tevila is no good. Lashon the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Ches, that it's, what is it? Where is it? Aval, im lo chafufa klal, lo also la tevila. Why does he have to add the word klal? Just say lo chafufa lo also la tevila. No, it sounds like it's only if she didn't do any chafifa at all. But if she did anything, then it would work b'diavid. And clearly every woman at least straightens things out with her hands. Even if she didn't use a comb, she must have at least, you know, straightened out her hair a little bit. And also, in this case, she may have actually combed. Meaning, you also have that. If she doesn't remember, she may have actually done it. Furthermore, says Shvus Yaakov, you can assume that if she borrowed a comb, that she used it. Meaning, if she wasn't thinking, that's the, you know, if a person has a comb in their hand, most likely they're using it, even if they're, if by rote. And in general, we have a klal, says the Shvus Yaakov, that people do things by rote. Whatever people normally do by rote, we have a right to assume that's what they did. Plus, he says, chafifa's only takanas Ezra. And Rashi writes that Ezra was misaking this as our chaka bi'alma. So for all those six or seven, I don't even remember how many reasons, for all those tzedadim, we could be makil. Comes along the Sidre Tara in Sifkat and Vav, and he strongly disagrees. He says, no, if she hasn't been with her husband yet, she absolutely needs a new tevila. Look, if she's already been with her husband, okay, Shvus Yaakov is not them gadol, kedayu lismach alav. But if she has not been with her husband yet, then she absolutely needs a new tevila. The Shulchan Aruch seems to assume, not like the Shvus Yaakov says, Shulchan Aruch seems to assume chafifa means combing. So for the Shvus Yaakov to say, I think it means bathing, okay, we know, it's a machlokes Rishonim, but you don't really get a vote, meaning the Shulchan Aruch paskened already, like those Rishonim that assume that it means combing. The Chumra that Tosfos and the Rush were referring to, that women were machmiros al atzman, that they would bring the comb to the Beis HaTevila. The chumrah was not that they would comb. The chumrah was that they would comb twice. That in addition to combing at home, they would bring a comb with them to the Beis HaTevila again. That's the chumrah. It has nothing to do with the ikur combing in the first place. And the Levush writes that way explicitly, that the chumrah was that they would comb twice. So that's the Sidrei Tara. Sidrei Tara disagrees with Shlosh Yaakov, says you're going to require another tevila. And just to finish up this inyan, the Nodeb Yehuda Madura Kama Yoredeya Simin Nun Gimel. Nodeb Yehuda Madura Kama Yoredeya Simin Nun Gimel takes a slightly more lundish approach to this question. Again, Shlosh Yaakov, totally makel, seven different reasons to be makel. Sidrei Tara, you have to be machmir. You don't know. It's chafifa means combing, and it's absolutely required. Comes along the debut, then he says, if she did not do any combing, then for sure the tefillah would not work, even if she washed her head. It doesn't matter. The entire issue over here is just an issue of suffik. What do you do about a suffik chafifa? So on the one hand, chafifa is a din mitakana sezra. There's no arguing that's a mefurish gemara. So suffik drabana lakula, right? What's the other hand? It's the other side. Pretty good. So the other side, he says, in the Yehuda, is that you have a cheskas iser. In fact, the Shach in Yerideya, it's fascinating. The Yehuda quotes the Shach in Simon Kuf Yod in Yerideya, in Klali Svek Sveka, Klal Chavtes, where the Shach writes that by a cheskas iser, we don't say Svek Sveka Lekula. When you have a cheskas iser, you don't say Svek Sveka on a Darais to Lekula. So Nedvida says, Mistama, you also wouldn't say Savik Drabana Lakula on a Cheskas Isser. Mistama. So the truth is, it's strange that he says Mistama, because the Shach writes that explicitly. The Shach writes explicitly that in Klal Chaf over there, that on a Savik Drabana Lakula, you would not say Savik Drabana Lakula when there's a Cheskas Isser. And it makes a lot of sense that would be the case, because it makes a lot of sense that would be the case, especially since some Rishonim understand that Svek Sveka is really a function of Savik Drabanan Lekula. Right? The whole reason we're making on a Svek Sveka Darais is because Savik Darais Lechumra, according to some Rishonim, might only be a Din Drabanan, so every Svek Sveka is just really Savik Drabanan Lekula. That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains in Gittin. Now, ultimately, though, the Nodbid is Mekel based on the assumption that she did as she would normally do. Meaning the assumption that, of course, a woman is going to do whatever she habituates herself to actually do. Now, the Pischi Tshuva and Sifkat and Beis questions that assumption. Pischi Tshuva and Sifkat and Beis over here has a bit of an arichus in questioning that assumption. Do you naturally assume that a woman is going to do whatever she normally does? And he questions whether that assumption would even work for an iyun begufa midoraisa. Even if you're going to make that assumption, would that work if you're not even sure if she did iyun begufa? And he's not sure that poskim agree with the whole svara to begin with, that a woman does everything by rote, and that whatever people normally do by rote, that they would actually do. It happens to be a very important maramakom, because that's a sugya that comes up all over the place in halacha. Right, a person isn't sure if they said Masha Paruach, they're not sure if they, anything, if they added something in benching or whatever. You know, so do you naturally assume whatever you do by rote is what you probably did under that circumstance? You don't remember if you made a bracha rishona, right? Things like that. So do we make that assumption? So it's kedai, if you have time, to take a look at those tshuvas, take a look at that Nodeb Yehuda, and that Pischi Tshuva is a very important Pischi Tshuva. He quotes Nodeb Yehuda, Pischi Tshuva, Sifkat and Beis. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll get into the Gemara on Samach Vav and Beis with Rava, what Rava added to the whole Chafifa issue. I do hope to continue having Shir on a consistent basis, so if you're all game, I hope for Sunday regular time, if possible. Good. Okay. A good Shabbos, everybody. Thank you for coming to learn with me. This gives me so much. You have no idea what you're doing for me.
Thank you.